Oasis Audio presents Lead, For God's Sake, by Todd G. Gongwer, read for you by Brandon Batchelor. Foreword. In the summer of 2011, a good friend of mine, knowing that I was in the midst of a season of reflection, gave me a copy of Lead, For God's Sake. After explaining to me the incredible impact the book had had on his life, he assured me I would not only enjoy it, but also be impacted by its message. He was right, in a big way. From the very start of this captivating parable, I found myself relating to the characters within. By going straight to the essence of leadership and purpose, the story challenged me to reflect upon how powerfully these two areas of life had affected not only my own pursuits and successes, but also the successes of the teams I had led in the past. Leadership and purpose were things I had dealt with a lot as we experienced success along the way. So, of course, as the main characters wrestled through some of life's most important questions relating to these two subjects, I found myself doing the same, eventually following their lead to that ever-important question lying at the heart of leadership. Why do we do what we do? As I thought back to the whys in my own life, I was reminded of the importance of relationships and how the opportunity to positively impact lives had served as a driving force behind my decision to coach. However, as Lead, For God's Sake, continued to unfold and paint a vivid picture of how the pressures to succeed in our culture can attack us from all angles, I was also reminded of how powerfully these pressures can affect our motives and, in turn, our leadership. Eventually, these pressures entice us to pursue success, many times at the expense of the most important things in life, relationships. In the end, the story took me, as it will take you, on an incredible adventure toward not only a better understanding of leadership and relationships, but also a better understanding of how relationships lie at the center of our purpose, both in leadership and in life. Regardless of where you are in your own personal journey, I'm convinced you will be both encouraged and challenged by this book. Its message is clear, concise, entertaining, and understandable for anyone who is receptive to changing their behavior and their relationships with others. Lead, For God's Sake, was one of the most powerful books I have ever read. It gave me an instant jolt of energy and reignited a passion within me to live and lead from my true purpose in life, with relationships at the foundation of all my pursuits. My hope is that as you read this book, you will open up not only your mind, but also your heart to the life-changing ideas and principles within. Urban Meyer, husband, father, and former two-time NCAA national championship-winning college football head coach. Chapter 1. The Need to Lead. Lead, for God's sake! Coach Rocker yelled, bringing his 20-minute tirade to an end as he stormed out of the locker room and slammed the door behind him. He was at his wit's end. This was the night's third loss in a row, and to make matters worse, it had come at the hands of crosstown rival Bishop South, a team they'd owned since the day Coach took over the program just three short seasons ago. After losing in the final seconds of last year's state championship game, expectations for the Knights were sky-high coming into the 2007 season, and with good reason. Four of the five starters from that team were back, and as seniors, this was their year. It seemed the stage was set for the perfect season. Instead, the Knights were now sitting on a record of 3 wins and 3 losses, and Coach Rocker could feel the pressure of unmet expectations beginning to mount. As one of the most successful coaches in Kentucky high school basketball history, Coach Steve Rocker was already a legend in the state. The former sharpshooting point guard from Indiana University had taken both of his previous teams to Kentucky state championships, and prior to coming to Franklin North, had compiled an overall record of 356-41 in just 17 seasons as a head coach. Emerging from the shadow of his father, the legendary Indiana high school basketball coach Pete Rocker, Steve, at just 42, was well on his way to becoming one of the all-time greats in his profession. After experiencing three sub-500 seasons in a row,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?